Have you ever wondered what it takes to be a superstar? Hey everyone, Dumela, Kunjani, Habariyako, Haufa, Bonjour, Hola, Sanu, Selam, Marhaban, Akwaba, and Bawoni. I am so excited to be back on the podcast. Welcome back to Work Smarter, Not Harder, the podcast for your success. So, have you? I've imagined it many, many times. The lights, camera, and action. What it would be like to step out onto a global stage, doing that thing that I totally know how to do. I mean, imagine I'm Beyonce or Serena out on that stage doing what I love. And you know, I love looking at them and going like, oh my gosh, I wish I could do that. But also, how do they do that, right? You know what? I've realized over the last short part of my life that there actually is a difference between those people who make it, the superstars, and those who do not. And I don't mean this like in a way of global stardom, just in the sense of practicality. There are those people who make it and there are those who do not, right? And there is a humongous difference between them. What the difference is in each and every person that you look up to and admire, whether it's in entertainment or sports, whether it's in business, ministry, politics, or nonprofit, that the common thread between each and every single one of them is this. Pay attention because it's going to be very, very interesting for you. Yep, embracing the pressure. They embrace the pressure. And embracing the pressure has got very little to do with the outside, but has everything to do with the inside. I read a story on resilience that struck me different and has stayed with me. It goes something like this. A young woman went to her mother and told her about her life and how things were so, so hard for her at that time. She didn't know what was happening and how she would make it through, and she honestly wanted to give up. She was tired of fighting, tired of struggling. You know, it seemed like the problems didn't stop coming, and each time she was able to solve one, a new one came about, and she'd just had enough. So her mother took her to the kitchen. She filled 3 pots with water and placed them on high heat. Soon, the pots came to a boil. In the first pot, she placed carrots. In the second one, she placed eggs. And in the last one, she placed ground coffee beans. She let them boil for some time, didn't say a word, just watched. About 20 minutes later, she turned off the burners. She fished the carrots out and placed them in a bowl. She pulled the eggs out and placed them in a bowl. And she poured the coffee out into a bowl as well. Then she turned to her daughter and she asked, "Tell me, my dear, what do you see?" And her daughter replied, "Carrots, eggs, and coffee." Then her mother brought her closer to the pots and she asked her to fill the carrots. And she did. And what she noticed was that the carrots were now soft. And then her mother asked her to break the egg. So she took it. She broke it. And as she pulled off the shell, she observed that it had now become a hard-boiled egg. Finally, the mother asked her to sip the coffee. And she did. And here she smiles because she tasted its beautiful, rich aroma. Then she turned to her mom and asked her, "But mom, what does any of this mean?" Her mother explained that each of the objects had faced the same adversity, which was boiling water. Each had reacted differently. The carrot, well, it was quite strong, it was hard when it went into the water. However, after experiencing the adversity, in this case the boiling water, it had become soft and weak. The egg, on the other hand, had been quite fragile in the beginning. Its thin outer shell was protecting a very liquid interior. But after it had been in boiling water, the adversity in this case, it had become hardened. The ground coffee was very unique in how it reacted. after it was in the boiling water, it had changed the water. "So which one are you?" she asked her daughter. "When adversity knocks on your door, how do you respond? Are you a carrot? Are you an egg? Or are you a coffee bean?" And the same question I'm posing to you. Which one are you? Because the carrot, for example, seems quite strong, right? But after it had been through that pain and difficulty, it became soft and it lost its strength. The egg started quite fragile and liquid on the inside. And after being boiled, after facing adversity, hardship, the pain, the trials, it became hardened and stiff. The shell looks the same, but on the inside, it was quite tough. Sometimes, like us, we become a bit tough and hardened after we've experienced some tribulations, right? Or are you like the coffee bean? The coffee actually changed the hot water. The very circumstance that brought it adversity, it changed it. So the question becomes, are you then like the coffee? When the water gets hot, instead of becoming weak or hardened, you actually just release your fragrance and flavor and make a bad situation around you even better. So this story really stuck with me and allowed me, and I hope allows you as well, to maybe better understand what adversity could look like. One thing is for sure in this life, we are guaranteed adversity. We are guaranteed troubles and trials. And you know what? The good news is that we are also guaranteed that those moments do not last forever. So, what is resilience? Resilience is the ability to use positive mental skills to remain psychologically steady and focused when faced with challenges or adversity. Your resilience has a direct correlation with your emotional well-being and abilities. Several pieces of research are showing today that people who bounce back from adversity and difficulties do so by constantly practicing how to cope, how to adapt through the hardships and adversities that they are facing. Simply put, we all have a stream of negative thoughts that flood our heads. The ones who make it are the ones who are able to navigate those negative thoughts constantly, looking for ways to turn that negativity into something positive. So resilience, or in our case, your ability to cope with the pressure, contributes substantially to how we deal with the stress and performance that comes with setting up and running a business. You'd ask me, what is resilience? I'll say to you, what is not resilience? Resilience is not becoming a victim to your circumstance, negating your own responsibilities and faults. It is not complaining or avoiding accountability. What is not resilience? It is not blaming your surrounding environment for all your problems, or being angry or inhospitable to those who are around you. It is not toxic positivity, something that my friend has coined and that I'm going to be using going forward. That idea of, we're okay, it's going to be okay, you know, which in many ways is just avoiding the situation in order to make yourself feel better, temporarily, generally, or even worse, compromising for temporary ease of pressure. Resilience is not analysis paralysis. Many times we are our own worst enemy because we spend too much time in our own heads, right? We spend a lot of time in our heads alone, thinking, overthinking, overanalyzing. And what this brings about is paralysis, where you know there's so much more that can come out of you, but the fear of it all paralyzes you in place. I call this failure to launch. Every good success story started with adversity. If you don't believe me, take a moment and look at the lives of the people who you most admire. No, like, I'm for real. Take a moment. Do it right. No, not right now. After we're done here. We'll be done just now. But look them up, right? Read up their stories and ask yourself or discover whether it's all rosy. You probably find that most of them have had to deal with adversity, challenging their inner thoughts in order to push through the challenging moments, what is happening on the outside, right? Here's the beauty of adversity, though. Adversity can turn into your vehicle. It can fuel your resolve to solve the problem. So, how can you and I build up our resilience and have it play out positively in our lives? Number one is, there is no I in team. Many people are under the impression that we are meant to go through this life thing on our own. My dear, we are not. It does you better to find people, a community, a church counselor, a psychologist, whoever you can rely on and you can entrust your burdens to help you navigate the tough moments in life. There's no joke. We are not meant to do this alone. People around you are there to help you. Find them. If you have to pay for a person, a psychologist, whatever, find one. Don't stay in your own head feeling anxious and feeling depressed and feeling alone. I promise you there's somebody out there who can help you. Number two, stay away from negativity and hone into your own uniqueness and your own beautiful potential. It is so easy to get caught up in a comparison game of who does what better than you and who is taller than you and who is, you know, whatever. Every person suffers their own insecurities. So it is better for you to mind your own business, right? You are absolutely unique. Yes, you are. Hone into who you are, what your authentic self is. That, my dear, is part of the freedom. Number three is to become self-aware. It is good to learn what our coping mechanisms are when we are in times of adversity. People tend to react to tough times in these two ways. They either manage it or they suppress it. Learn where it is in these two categories that you fall. People who are mindful, those who are more self-aware, more in tune with their inside, tend to manage their reaction to the stresses, adversities, and challenges of life better than those who are not. The opposite of managing is suppressing, which people tend to steer into when they don't know how to manage their feelings, their emotions about things. And that can really be a bad road because you tend to rely on external things to bring you happiness or to, I guess, cheat you out of what you're experiencing in that moment. Number four, don't stop moving forward. Become a person who focuses on the solution rather than the problem. When we focus too much on a problem, it tends to eat us up. And quite frankly, it offers no solution. So take your eyes away from the problem and actively look for a solution to the challenge. It's a mind game. It is really a mind game. And in this game that we're playing, this life game, this entrepreneurship game, you've got to keep your mind strong. That is where everything starts and ends. Focus on the important things. Your hard work, your being persistent, that is what is going to get you out of that trouble. Number five is to learn from the challenges. People tend to kind of want to wish bad times away, but that also is not really the good thing. The better thing is to look at the challenges and learn from them. Turn your anger, turn your frustration into the will to win. That's how superstars are made, my friend. Turn the negative into a power force, your own superpower. That is where it will actually come from. So this is the difference between the superstar and the ordinary, right? The difference is staying mentally strong and to keep going. If you do look back at the people who you admire the most and see how they've led their lives, many of them actually were told they would never make it or they would never go anywhere, just like you and me. But what turned it around for them was remaining mentally strong, pushing through, pushing away no matter what the people around them were saying. My next question for you actually is also going to be, who are you looking up to and do they motivate you? If they don't, look up to other people. Look up to high performers, people in your industry or outside of it, and see how it is that they are able to perform at the level that they are. Also, as opposed to seeing the times of adversity as useless, take them. Use them. This is your learning ground, superstar. This is where you are actually going to be made. There is a difference between knowing you can do it and trying to do it. Figure out where it is that you are. Do you know you can do it, or are you just trying to do it? Because knowing it is what's going to drive you to doing it. Here's a big secret at the end of this embracing the pressure episode. The pressure never stops. That is the secret. The pressure never stops. In fact, it just becomes different the higher you climb. I got this amazing quote that I want to share with you. It says, every time you think life is hard on you, think again. Think about the tools in your hands to fight back and create a better chance. It has been the work harder. No, I'm joking. I don't want you to work hard. I want you to work smart. So I'm signing off today, asking you to embrace the pressure. This is one of the key secrets to working smarter. Don't work hard, just work smart. Until next time, this is your girl Chris. It's been awesome to connect with you. Send me voice notes. Let me know what you're getting out of this, how you are dealing with the adversity. And I hope that you really will take this into consideration as you kind of go through whatever it is that you're navigating right now, because I know it's not easy out there. But you are tougher than what is happening to you. So keep being tough. All the best and chat soon.